I woke up early this morning and I was thinking about this word, Thanksgiving. And I thought, you know, the roaches are working hard to prepare this lovely breakfast for us. So maybe I should work a bit and just give a little teaching on Thanksgiving, the way the Bible talks about it. Okay. The word in Hebrew is yada, Y-A-D-A-H, yada. And it means to acknowledge. And it's a very interesting word because, you see, it means two things. To acknowledge God's greatness, God's mercy, His work. But it also means to confess sins. Now, it's an interesting combination. Some scholars think there must be two different roots back there, but I don't think so. I think it's just yada. And it just means, I acknowledge. I acknowledge how great you are and what a jerk I am. You know, it's beautiful. So I thought we'd look at some of the texts where you have this notion. Psalm 7, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to His righteousness. That, of course, would be this toda. In modern Hebrew, we say thank you very much as toda roba. Toda, from this yada word, see? And I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. See, the thanks due to His justice. Well, what is God's justice? Justice is honoring the truth of every relationship. And so, I give praise, I acknowledge, I thank, you see, God, because He is true to His promises. That's what makes God righteous. If it's the truth, if honoring the truth of every relationship is what makes for this righteousness, how do you measure God's righteousness? His fidelity to Himself. So when He promises, it's to calm our hearts down. If He's promised, He is so righteous that He will be true to Himself. Another Psalm 28. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts. So I am helped and my heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to Him. The same notion. I give thanks to Him. I acknowledge Him. Now, once in a while, I see, for instance, this text in Leviticus is talking about doing wrong things. And it says, when you realize your guilt in any of these, you shall confess the sin that you have committed. And the word there for confess the sin is the same word, yada. You acknowledge. You see? So now I want to look at some other ones that are God's instruction to us. It is a good thing to give thanks. But you see, there's two ways that we can do this. One way is by inference. Well, here I am, I'm standing here, my health is pretty good, you know, so I guess God has something to do with it. Thank you, God. That's not bad. But it's not really biblical. Biblical is, I know right now how good you are to me. I experience it by your mercy, and I thank you and I praise you. That's old-fashioned religion. See? And that's what the word means. Yada. You see? It isn't, well, you know, as I say, it's not inference, it's experience. Well, suppose you came in here cold and wet and whatever, you know. Who's going to give us that? The blessed Holy Spirit, God Himself, will stir up in us so that we'll leave here, you know, praising God, thanking God, knowing how great He is. This is wonderful Psalm, you know, it's 107. Remember it? You know, they're walking along and they get lost in the desert and they cry out to God and he brings them to a city. And then there's this refrain that comes four times. Let them praise Adonai for his goodness and his wonders to humanity. And that is in Hebrew, you'll do. Let them acknowledge, let them praise. See, let them give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonders to humanity. Four times in that psalm. After they wandered in the desert and they couldn't find a way, the sailors were on their boat and the storm came up and they got so scared and they were staggering around like drunken men and they called to the Lord and he brought them to the haven they desired. And then the refrain again. Let them praise the Lord. Let them thank the Lord for his goodness and the wonders that he does for humankind. You see? It's so beautiful. And then, you see, remember with the Lord, you know, your Holy One, your Holy Ones, and praise his holy name. His name. What's the name of God? Does anybody know? You know, the Muslims say there's 50 names that we know. The 51st, only the camel knows. But none of these exhaust who God is. You see, that's why he has that camel, has that funny look on his face. You see? I know something you don't know. But it's the greatness of God. So you see, we do thank the Lord for the things, and we'll say it in the preface. You brought us to this country. Imagine this enormous country, and there was hardly anybody here. And the Lord let the Europeans in on it. So here we are, you know. Now, we have a huge responsibility. Right now, we should be praying every day. We should be saying the rosary every day. Because now they're going to debate that health bill between now and they'll try to wrap it up before Christmas. Let hearts be touched. Let hearts be touched. Let them praise the Lord. Let them thank the Lord. You see? Twice in this Psalm 50, we have this, the praise is called a sacrifice, you know. Sacrifice to God, thanksgiving. That's a sacrifice to God, you see. And pay your vows to the Lord. What have you promised the Lord? Go back to your baptismal vows. What have you promised? I renounce Satan and all his pomps and all his works, right? And I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Pay your vows. Act like you believe. Give the Lord your life. You see, that's what it means, just to offer a sacrifice of praise. And you see, the Holy Spirit will help us, right? We don't know what to pray for as we ought. We don't know anything. But the Holy Spirit will come and pray within us, you see, with unutterable groanings, prayers. And what the Spirit prays in us, the Father recognizes as being the will of his Son. And it's heard. You see, how much the Bible, funny, the Lord woke me up and said, do a teaching on Thanksgiving. So I'm doing my best here. You see? The other part in that psalm, sacrifice thanksgiving and glorify me, and I will show you the way up to the salvation of God. You can always tell somebody who's growing in their Christian life because they're grateful. That means they keep experiencing the mercy of God. I am a jerk. I'm a sinner. I mean, I'm a... But look what God's done. You can always tell when somebody's... When somebody... You know, we have a hard time every once in a while. Maybe a lot. But for people who let the Holy Spirit teach them, they're always aware of the greatness of God and His wonders and His love and His protection and His favor. And so they praise Him. They praise Him. And so this is a Thanksgiving day, right? Let's make sure that we take time to experience the goodness of the Lord and to praise Him. The Lord will do His part. If we take time to pray and get aside, lift up our hands, lift up our voices, and start to praise Him any way you want, that the Lord will come and He will impress on your heart who He is and what He's done for you. That's Thanksgiving. That's Thanksgiving. And who, what He's done for His holy church, the body of Christ, for 2 millennia, the oldest institution in the world. Why? Because it's not human. It is sustained by the action of the third person of the Blessed Trinity Himself. And so, as it says, you see, make sure then that you praise the Lord for His goodness and His wonders to humanity.